There 'tis a tale of Robin Hood, which I to you will tell, which being rightly understood, I know will please you well. This Robin, so much talked on, was once a man of fame, instyled Earl of Huntington, Lord Robin Hood by name. No archer living in his time with him might well compare, and he practised all his youthful prime that exercise most rare. At last by his profuse expense he had consumed his wealth, and being outlawed by the prince in woods he lived by stealth. So being outlawed, as 'tis told, he with a crew went forth, of lusty cutters stout and bold, and robbed in the north. But Robin Hood so noble was, and bore so brave a mind, if any in distress did pass, to them he was so kind. And the abbot of St. Mary's then, who him undid before, was riding with 200 men in gold and silver store. But Robin Hood upon him set with his courageous sparks, and all the coin perforce did get, which was 12,000 marks. And the abbot he rode to the prince with all the haste he could, and to his grace he everything exactly did unfold. And the prince protested by and by unto the abbot then, that Robin Hood with speed should die with all his merry men. And the abbot, which before I named, sought all the means he could to have by force this rebel ta'en and his adherents bought. Therefore he armed 500 men with furniture complete, but the outlaw slew the half of them and made the rest retreat. So that bold Robin and his men did live unhurt by them, until King Richard came again from fair Jerusalem, and the king in person with some lords to Nottingham did ride, to try what skill and strength affords to crush this outlaw's pride. But Robin, hearing of the same within a little space, into the town of Nottingham sent a letter to his grace, and the tenor of this letter was that Robin would submit and be true liegeman to his grace in everything that's fit. And the king would fain have pardoned him, but this some lords did say, "The precedent shall much condemn your grace another day." So ere the pardon came to him, this famous archer died. His death and manner of the same I'll presently describe. His death and manner of the same I'll presently describe.